on this ninth anniversary, the celebration Sunday, one touchstone verse, and they're all over the Psalms. Psalm 40, verse 5, as we celebrate today. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. But we'll sort of try today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thanks for this great day. Thanks for celebrating 9 years of life and ministry together as your people. We just thank you for this time. We pray your blessing on it. And Lord, as we recount your great deeds, we pray for a spirit of joy and gratitude this morning. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name, saying, amen. Well, it's kind of hard to believe that we're actually celebrating the ninth anniversary of Mosaic Church. Again, in that short span of time, we have constantly asked this question: what kind of church do we want to be? From the get-go, we sought to foster a church culture of radical loving, giving, and forgiving in all that we say and do. We said we wanted to be a different kind of church, one that's radically committed to the Lord Jesus Christ and radically uncommitted to the traditions of men that pass themselves off as scriptural truth. Again, regarding our deep commitment to evangelism and community outreach, our watchword has been this, and shall remain forever. And I've been amused how it has annoyed some people in our community, especially the professional Christians. If it ain't immoral, illegal, or unbiblical, we're gonna ride it till the wheels fall off. Yeah, no apologies there. And so this morning we're here to worship, to fellowship, to celebrate, recounting and remembering the great deeds of our God in our midst of these last 9 years, and simply to bring to him our grateful hearts. Now, as I have spoken many times before, to me it's utterly astounding what God has done over these last 9 years. And it's always a great thing to recount the great deeds of God, the good things he's done in our lives. So let's begin. I'm grateful and thankful for our worship team of Anne Marie, Bruce, Gary, and Melissa. We got a great tech team, Sven and Marie. We continue. I remember during the pandemic, that those were tricky days to navigate. We started our live stream off with Greg's Apple phone, right? The iPhone, wasn't it? Is that what we did? And we didn't know what we're doing, but we tried. And now we've got a great live stream. So we have people who are shut-ins. We have people who are ill, who watch. My mom watches from the other side of the country. Before my dad passed, I empowered him in a way I didn't expect. He would watch it, and then he would call me afterward and critique my sermons for me. Why'd you say that? That was dumb. Why did you say that joke? I'm just, and I kind of miss it now. It's been a while since he's passed, but didn't expect that. Isn't it fun in the Christian life? You start off doing something and other good things happen and you had no idea, because that's the way the Holy Spirit works. I love that. We've got a great worship team, tech team. So grateful for their hard work. We're recounting God's great deeds, and as the psalmist said, there are too many to declare, but we're going to try. Let's try that. It sounds a little formal, a state of the union. Just want to share a few things that God has done and some things that God may be doing. Some of you know this story, but it's worth repeating. God was already working before we ever started the church, right? In Wesleyan theology, if Reverend Peterson was here, he'd call it prevenient grace. God's working before we even think he is, right? To start this new thing called Mosaic. Remember the story about 12 years ago. Our church elder, Greg Reinhardt, was standing in this very place with the former owner of this building, Mark Weyer, a good Christian brother. And Greg said, somewhat prophetically, he said, wouldn't this be a great place to start a church? This is before we even had the idea remotely. I think what God did was give Greg a spiritual glimpse, right, at that time of what the Lord would eventually be doing in the planting of Mosaic Church. And I shared with the adult ed class this morning, You know, it's people sometimes ask, how did you get the name for Mosaic? And I said, God gave it to me in a dream, literally. I was praying about it, and God gave it to me in a dream. And sometimes it's a blessing, and sometimes I scratch my head, and sometimes I say to the leaders, well, we asked for a mosaic, we got it, in the good times and the hard times, but that's true. You know, little did we know that that would happen, and so Mosaic Church began as a gathering of like-minded Christians in our living room. And then shortly after that, on January 22nd, actually 2017, we had our first Sunday service in the banquet and bar area of the Elks Club here in Hamilton. This cracked me up. I mean, some people are, what are you doing meeting in a bar? I'm like, because they're cool. And they were giving me the place for $25 a week. And we were going to meet there for 2 to 3 months. Yeah, you can meet her 2 and 3 months. We met there once and only once. And this is what God did. Little did we know. Later that very week, after we had our first meeting, Mark and Don Ware, who used to own this building, and remember the Bitterroot Christian bookstore over here? Ann Marie used to work at it. I remember going in there for stuff. They called us and said out of the blue, you know, we've been praying. And I'm like, oh. We've been praying and God told us to do something. Okay, what's that? God, this side was not being used at the time. That was rented with Elevate, but this wasn't. And Mark said, God told us to allow Mosaic Church to use this side of the building for a monthly donation of whatever you can afford. We know you're just starting. I'm like, I can't make this stuff up on my best day, right? That was a huge blessing. Little did we know that God would allow us to purchase this building from them, which includes the Elevate Fitness space, some 6 years ago. Again, want a round of applause. Thank you to Mr. Lee Foss for expertly guiding us through this whole process. Mr. Real Estate. That ain't my wheelhouse. I just signed papers and said, okay, you know. But anyway, what's really cool is, since this is kind of a State of the Union, you know, we got this building for $339,000 6 years ago. Mr. Foss, what do you think this thing is worth now? You're the expert. A lot more, he says. That's the expert. A lot more. You know, in 6 years, we've been paying this thing down, praise God. I texted Sarah, our treasurer, yesterday, and I said, what do we got left on this building? Because I'm not the finance guy. I don't know what's going on. And she said, oh, about $45,000. 6 years later. I'm like, praise God. Let me share that tomorrow. Another cool fun fact, Elevate Fitness. Marla's a Christian lady. Runs a great gym over there. Been a part of it at different times. We figured out with her rent adjustments and things like that with inflation, it looks like she'll be pretty much paying the whole mortgage for this building in 2026 because we run a tight budget. I'm like, well, that's a praise. That's awesome, right? During the years we've been here, we have sought to be a good steward of this building. I think this building's close to 100 years old, isn't it? It's even older than Wayne, you know? Birthday boy. Quite a bit, actually. He doesn't mind. He's wearing his tiara today. He's grimacing. Sorry. This has meant we needed to be radically giving of our space. We wanted to be a community asset, a blessing. For many years, we hosted the Bitterroot Beekeepers. That was fun. And I think they're at the Grange now. They decided to go over there. I'm like, okay. But here's the weekly meetings that we continually host. Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, on Sunday night. I declared when we've got our first AA meeting a few years back, I was like, oh, praise God, we're finally a church. You know, some people said, oh, when we got our, remember that when we bought these chairs some years ago, we dropped some coin on that. And people were like, oh, these are nice, because we got rid of the Costco chairs for $15. And these are, and some people came to me and said, oh, we're a real church now. And I was like, no, that's not real church. Real church is when we got recovery programs. That I was excited. You know, we host a Thursday night Narcotics Anonymous meeting, NA. And what I'm told is, I think we're still the only NA meeting between Missoula and Salmon, Idaho. Wow. This place is packed out. We got like 30 or 40 on Thursday nights, according to the leader of that, who's also a member of this church, praise God. Just a little fun facts here for us today, I think. AANA, Ministry on Main, kind of a prayer team that meets here Friday night. And here's our brand new one in the last 2 weeks. Bitterroot Dog Nose Work training group. They're like, what is that? So these expert dog trainers come in here on Wednesday afternoon and they place like stuff around and they're training their dogs. It's hilarious to see. If you want to, they come up and down the chairs and they find these scents and stuff, and I'm like, wow, I feel embarrassed. My dogs are monsters. It's like, it's just, you know. I asked the Marie's leading this, and I was thinking maybe we should call it the Bitterroot Dog Sniffers. But I was like, ooh, no, that's not a good name. That's just kind of ambiguous. Anyway, so it's the Bitterroot Dog Nose Work Training Group. You know, we open up to all kinds of fun stuff here. God has blessed us. Let's bless our community. Amen. You can't outgive God. I dare you to try it. Some very generous gifts and grants outside of our normal and very modest church budget. Thank you for giving. We need that. This Caesar does not pay for these lights, I assure you. But other people outside have said, we love what Mosaic's Church doing, and they've dropped some significant checks in the past few years. It's like, wow. We got all this lighting paid for, brand new lighting. It was like, praise God for that. We used to have a coal-fired chimney. Some of you remember that thing out here? It was literally ripping the wall off. And I know you don't see that because, you know, we're in here, whatever, but, you know, I was worried. And, you know, I was like, if we don't do something about that, we're going to have a land bridge to the mineshaft pasty company. It's not going to be good. And we were able to remove that. We restored our facade to its original, and the alley. Boy, that alley used to be scary. Pretty scary. And this year we had a neat Christian lady paint that mural. If you've never seen it, go outside in this alley. It's finally cleaned up. When we bought this place, it was scary back there. I mean, we had the grease pit from naps. I mean, I used to open it just to check for bodies. And we said, you know, yeah, I gotta move that over there. That kind of thing. And dogs and people from the rainbow used to drop all their liquor bottles. So we cleaned that up, thankfully, and they've respected all that. Have a look if you haven't seen that. That's a neat thing. New storage room area, rehabbing the entire upstairs. If you've never gone on a little field trip to see the children's ministry rooms up there, we got two. We took over the upstairs on the Elevate side. And that's where the kids' ministries are happening. Thanks to Josh and Holly Coy, who rehabbed that. Thanks, guys. And Jeff Higgs with a number of things, including the storage room. Thank you, guys, for what you do. It's awesome. Yeah, I just want to love on people today, too. One of the common themes you'll find here at Mosaic Church that you might not find maybe in some other churches is the heavy and unapologetic outreach emphasis here. We are very intentional about ministering to people locally, regionally, and internationally. And I dare say we've got one of the healthiest benevolence budgets around. This is a hoot. This is great. For people and their children in times of need. You know, with current inflation and other stuff, it's only increased the need, if you haven't noticed, in our community. A reminder, if you didn't know this or forgot, every first Sunday of the month when the offering plate comes around, whatever cash you put in there goes automatically to Benevolence Fund. This is really cool stuff, right? I'm careful about this because I want to respect dignity, but here's just a few general things that we've done over the years. People who face sudden needs, we've given out lots of food cards. We've given out gas cards. You know those excellent Bibles we give out? We give out great study Bibles. Those are not cheap. Benevolence. We love to do that. Unexpected medical or dental bills, those have come up. Sometimes sudden funeral expenses. We just want to love on people. I remember the first thing I did when I came to the Valley was a woman, her husband died suddenly and they were very poor. We paid for the cremation. Not pretty stuff, but it is being the hands and feet of Jesus, amen, in people's times of need. That's what we do. Just a few examples. One last thing. I had the joy a couple years ago. This was fun. Talk about God's we have fun here. I had the joy of giving an ex-Jehovah Witness and single mom money so she could buy her first Christmas tree, food, and present for her kids. Isn't that fun? I love that. We get to do that. There's no commit. You know, well, we have to meet next month, and we didn't get to it, and I'm sorry you're in need. It's like, no, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Is this cool? Yeah? All right, it's done. Sarah, write a check, right? Or I go out and pull out a little money and give it to Sarah, and we get it taken care of, right? Everything's above board around here. Nothing hidden. They got to celebrate their first Christmas together, and I never thought I'd live to see the day where I had to gently, kindly instruct a woman on how to celebrate Christmas. Well, what you do is you go to the store and you buy some cool food. You might want a ham or turkey and other stuff. What do your family like? And presents for the children. What would the kids like, right? And you put up a tree and you get to put decorations on it. They don't do that in the Jehovah's Witness church, right? Boring. Among bad theology. But anyway, I'm here to be positive, not to dirt on people. But, you know, how about solid community organizations, local groups? Haven House Food Pantry? Man, the needs have gone up in our community lately, haven't they? You guys have been faithful. Praise God. Got the numbers in. Mosaic Church, because of your generosity, gave over 1,000 pounds of food to Haven House last year. Pretty darn good. We have that big black tote back there. When you go to the store, I mean, Barry inspired me this. Whenever I go to the store, I pick up some canned goods. If I get to eat, why not children in the community? How about that one, right? Is this practical faith? I think so. 1,000 pounds, praise God. Speaking of children, right? We are grateful for our children's ministry of my wife, Deb, and Miss Lexi, who's upstairs. They put in the work day in, day out, week in, week out. If you have not had a chance to see what's going on up there, have a look. The space is really cool. More recently, I had great joy, not to embarrass anybody, but with little Briar. When she first came to church, she's like, who are these people? I don't know about this. Well, come and see. That's why that sticker's on the window, by the way, from The Chosen. Come and see. Just come and see. And pretty soon she's like, I kind of like this. And she's right up there getting her Bible lesson and enjoying it. That's what we get to do at Mosaic Church. Amen? That's awesome. I love that. These are huge spiritual wins. This is why we do what we do. Want to thank Dwight, who's not here today. He's had some health issues. Please keep him in prayer. Want to thank Barry. I want to thank Greg, who are faithful in preaching and teaching when I have to be gone. And sometimes that's a little bit. We knew when we moved out here almost 13 years ago, I guess, we knew the day was coming when family back in Michigan would be dying or have health issues or occasionally a wedding or something like that, and we'd have to go back for that. We have really good help. I've got like professional help that I can rely on. Most churches don't have that. So thank you, gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart. Grateful for you guys. We are small but mighty. I mean, we've got three retired pastoral couples here, right? We got Dwight and Bonnie, Barry and Janie, the Goodall family as well. Wonderful people, Doug and Debbie. Tremendous support they bring, especially to me here as well. It's like, man, if you know any retired ministry couples floating around out there, it's like, bring them here. I love them. This is great. Love it. We have retired missionaries here. The Bowers were in Germany for a number of years ministering there. Janie Accord Baxter, where is Janie? I don't mean to embarrass her. She's hiding somewhere. She comes from a missions family. There she is. Yemen and Lebanon. Oh, you know how hard those places are? She speaks Arabic. Did you know that? It's like, that's a tough language. You wouldn't know that. Can we give these people a round of applause? These are awesome people. Continuing on, other local ministry outreaches, giving out water, candy, a cool place to rest, Daily Days Fair Parade. I made a mistake. Janie caught me yesterday. I said it was the Festival of Lights. It's like, when did we start celebrating Hanukkah around here? It's like, oh, that's not the right name. Is it The Christmas tree lighting and downtown stroll, right, Janie? We started that this year. That was fun. Barry was in here. We had all kinds of people and kids getting their free chili from the stock farm. This place was a mess. I think the ladies had to wash the tablecloths like three times, or chili everywhere. I loved it. You're not, if there's not a stain on the carpet or a rip or something, you're not doing ministry. I love it. No shame there. One of my favorite moments was this during a potluck several years ago. Sorry, Kira. She was coming out with a tray of lasagna and she tripped and it went on the wall and slid down. Remember that one? I was laughing. It was awesome. She felt bad about it. Like, that's hilarious. That's what we do at Mosaic. You trip with lasagna? Well, some days. I mean, it's all good. We have fun here. There's no shame. Just leave that at the door. Didn't we just sing about that? I think. Yeah. How about the Halloween outreaches? Those have been a ton of fun if you've been a part of that. I remember 9 years ago, my wife spearheaded this thing. Man, I remember that day we went to Walmart. I didn't know what we were doing, but she did. She got, you know, those Walmart carts are huge, right? I mean, you could use them as a coffin. And some people financially do, maybe. I don't know. But my wife actually filled this thing to overflowing with candy. And we were just starting out. We didn't have a lot of money at this church. And the looks we got from the Missoulians, you know, because it's Missoula and keep it weird and all that kind of stuff. They were like, what are you people doing? And at one point, I was actually concerned because I had to explain this expense to Sarah. And I'm like, you know. And I said to my wife, good Lord, woman, you're going to bankrupt the church. And people started laughing in the aisles, and then Deb proceeded to break every child labor law on the books. She was a teacher at Hamilton Christian Academy at the time, and I was laughing. One day she brought the kids over, and all those kids packed 1,000 bags of candy for other children in the community. I'm like, now that's thinking. That was fun, right? And we've been doing it ever since then. You know, we've gotten kind of good at it at this point. What a tremendous presence on Main Street, right? One of the highlights for me is when I hear young families come through and they say this. They say, they look at the bags. We give out a lot of good. We give out the best stuff, by the way. I'm bragging on you, right? And I heard people say, you guys give out the best candy in town. I'm like, sweet. Check radical giving, right? That's a value for us. Love it. Over 45,000 pieces of candy have been given out in the last 9 years because of your generosity. That's a lot of, and did I say benevolence? We also take care of dental bills sometimes. Circle of Life, Hakuna Matata, you know, we do it all here. how about Operation Christmas Child? That's been a wild success. Dana Higgs has done an awesome, just fantastic job as the church director, along with her intrepid assistant, Jeff. It's been very faithful. Greg and Debbie Reinhart continue to be the co-area, Greater Missoula area directors, overseeing churches. I mean, we've got these people in spades. It's wonderful. 12 million children around the globe receive shoeboxes of love every year now. 12 million. Hundreds of thousands receive Jesus as their Savior, and it's been discovered, and Dana shared this recently, was it last week or the week before, I think, with each box received by a child, up to 10 more people are touched by the good news of Jesus. So 120 million a year in this world? Pretty powerful, pretty strategic. Now, most of you know I'm not a big math guy. I don't know who gives, I don't want to know who gives what. Only Sarah knows all that stuff. But not a big math guy, but let's see. I did a little math this week. Mosaic packs 8.5% of all the boxes from the greater Missoula area. I got my calculator out and checked it twice, all that. And I got a little note in my file. We have packed in the last 9 years 4,100 boxes of love. Multiplied by 10, because I'm a great math guy, that equals 41,000 people you have personally impacted with the gospel through your radical giving. Thank you. This is what you get to be a part of. Isn't that so much better than just sitting around doing this all day? The world sucks, man. Well, how about do something about it, man? You know, who can forget our Christmas outreaches? That's been amazing and unpredictable. It's fun, right? Over the last 9 years, women's ministry has made and bagged over 8,500 cookies. Then they send them out with you, the Mosaic people, to give to friends, neighbors, and my favorite is find the biggest Scrooges in town. Give them to them in Jesus' name. You've heard me talk about the damn Jesus cookie. You know, that's the ones I love to go for because I'm that way. And then we invite them to our Christmas Eve service. So you saw that final picture in Marie's great slideshow today. Ooh, that was fun this year. You know, we offer a traditional Lessons and Carols Christmas Eve service. I've been shocked at how many evangelical churches don't have a Christmas Eve service. Just the Catholics? Stuff? What are we doing? That you have inspired, we've inspired at least two other churches, if not three, to start services. I love this. That's good stuff. That's multiplication, right? That we had our biggest attendance last Christmas Eve, and we just use that as an indicator. We're not about butts in the seat. We don't measure success that way. But what I measured was I didn't know half the people in this building. And you know what? I love it. Hi, how are you? I'm Jim. Who are you? Welcome, you know. We're celebrating Jesus together. What a thought. How about that, right? They filled the church. I live for that stuff. We can't forget, for the first 8 years of Mosaic's existence, we partnered with the old Merck, new name Bowers Market, but everybody calls it the Merck, right? No matter what our friends, the owners, say. It's like Sears Tower in Chicago. We never called it Willits Tower. It's always the Sears Tower. But anyway, the Merck used to give us a lot of money. And it's fun to spend other people's money, isn't it? And then you got to grow up, right? And do some adulting, as they say. For the first 8 years, we got to pack and give out 3,200 full ham dinners to people in need in our community. Helping them have a Merry Christmas, all the fix-ins, right? So I did a little math, because I'm such a math dude. That's, in those 8 years, that cost them over $175,000, and we used to give out gift cards, plus 50,000 in gift cards, right here to people in our valley. You'll also remember that this past year, God pivoted, right? With this ministry, we had the opportunity and occasion to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a new way. And so in response to the needs of our local food pantries, the Merck decided to give that money to the local food pantries, which is a great thing to do because the need is up. The ladies there have told me in the past couple years, needs have gone up by at least 35%. Huge, huge. You see how many people are living in trailers or in their cars around here? We go to those people and check on them every so often quietly because that's what the Lord would have us to do. But they decided to give money directly to our Valley Food Partners instead of bankrolling our fun annual Christmas ham giveaway. So it was decision time, right? It's fun to give away the money, but we were challenged with the opportunity to raise the funds to do that from within the church as well as within the community, because a lot of people and businesses in the community appreciate how this was going. And so you all said that this outreach was worth continuing, and so Barry Bauer, thank you, Barry, led this charge to continue Operation Christmas Blessing. Here's how it worked out. Right? With the funds raised with Barry's leadership, Mosaic was able to bless the community with 165 complete ham dinners. Now, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, I truly believe that number will be higher next year. I think Barry learned a ton. We learned some stuff. This is great. You know, to me, it's all data. I love learning. I don't mind the mess. I want the outcome of this stuff. So we've learned a lot. And if I were a betting man, it's going to be higher next year, so maybe I will call an Irish bookie. Make some quick money. That's a good bet. I don't bet. The pastor's got a gambling addiction. No, he doesn't. That actually happened to me in the previous church, by the way. I'm trying to wrap up. When they were interviewing me, one of the elders, a former cop, said to me, he said, "I got to ask you a personal question." I'm like, "Okay." He said, do you have a gambling addiction? And I started laughing, because my wife will tell you I'm pretty cheap. And I started laughing. I'm like, no. I said, where'd you come up with that? Well, somebody was on the internet, and they looked up Jim Smith, and they found somebody with a gambling addiction. Jim Smith, you don't say. That's fun to be at the airport with TSA. But they just started relenting a few years ago. I mean, I got the special treatment for years after 9/11. But no, Pastor Jim doesn't have a gambling addiction. He's just got a big mouth. So pray for him. But anyway, they come in many forms. Where am I here? Let's see. We got to say some thanks to some other people, dear people at the church. So grateful for Mike and Carol Weber, just their involvement, founding members of the church. They do the servant things, cleaning. Carol does all the cakes. We got a great cake for today for the celebrations. It's the little things that make life cool, isn't it? So thankful for these guys. Couldn't brag enough on them. Other people, let's see. Holly Coy and her two elves / daughters, helpers. See all this decoration? They do that. They make this place look beautiful. The front window. Did you guys stencil that by hand, or is that like, did you do this? No, it's impressive. Is that a machine you got or something? Is that Cricut thing you're talking about? Oh, isn't that awesome? I mean, that's like beautiful stuff. Thank you, ladies, for doing that. What a tremendous ministry. Other things, Kathy Fegley prepares all the birthday and anniversary cards. Don't want to embarrass her, but when you get a card from me, it's because she started the process. And you know, it's the little things that do matter, isn't it? Being remembered. Do you still get mail other than junk mail? Right? So grateful for those things as well. Let's see. Susan Slemp cares for our kitchen and our bathrooms. That's huge, right? That's why it doesn't look like a frat house, praise God. What did Ray Romano say? You know, being a father and a parent is like a frat house. Everything's broken and people are throwing up everywhere. Because of good people like Susan, we're actually respectable, kind of. Yeah, we are. Anyway, Janie Bauer has done a great job with our church administration, the media you receive, the Facebook stuff. That's all Janie. Thank you, Janie. Other things, Sonia McCormick, the bulletins and sermon copies, those are prepared and gotten out for you each week. That's not me. Thankful to Sonia for that. My wife on baby and wedding showers and special events. That's all Deb. And please, please forgive me if I've forgotten anyone. I'm a dude, so please give grace. There's others, I'm sure. And I'll probably remember later and have to make some phone calls apology. Thank you for what you do. How about international missions outreach? We've really solidified on this some. We have cemented our relationship with Sam Namalabe from Uganda, East Africa. Sam's a great dude. I love Sam. Such a godly man. You may remember he operates a demonstration farm and he offers Christian teaching and training for bush pastors. So these bush pastors, I'm literally from the bush, come together and they get training. I've got to be a part of some of these trainings and help with that. That has been a privilege. Sam now comes to us yearly to learn best agricultural and vocational training practices, helping to build the Church of God in East Africa. These pastors don't get a salary. They serve out of their calling and their heart, and so he teaches them best agricultural and animal husbandry practices so they can feed their families and teach other people. Isn't this cool? And you know, Sam loves coming here. You know, you say, well, you know, go to the big city for all the cool stuff. No, Sam wants to be here because this is where he's learning the stuff from people like the Fosses or the Hulls or other people who live and do this great stuff. More recently, we have partnered with my old assistant, Joel and Sheila Meyer in Indonesia. They teach children. They share the gospel. They work with future ministry leaders. Oh, there's old Nia. She cracks me up. We're missing one of the boys. He's probably off and about, as boys are. Where'd your kids go? I don't know. And also, he has a special ministry of helping young people out of some really nasty, pernicious porn practices, which is going up all over the world, right? So another addiction ministry done in Christ's name. How about the Imani Children's Choir? Let's say something about that. Yeah, those kids are awesome, right? Kampala, Uganda. We've hosted them 3 times now, thankfully. We finally got them back after COVID. That was fun this year, wasn't it? Was it last September, I think? Something like that. Susie and Lee found a cool cabin for them. A rich gentleman uses the cabin. You ever notice what goes for cabins these days? I'm like, this is nice, you know? This ain't no hunting cabin. But we housed them there with the Foss's help there. And it was a great time because they bring their schoolwork with them and they have a rhythm for them. Many of you in the past have opened your homes and your hearts to these dear young people. What a blessing they have been to us, but not just us, but our community, right? We're sharing the blessings. We don't get to keep them. You are blessed more when you share the blessings. That's how it works spiritually, right? I'm a child, you know that. Here's something I've really enjoyed. I've never seen more head turning in downtown Hamilton as when a dozen little African kids walk down our streets. I absolutely love it. It's like, you know, it's like what they do in Uganda when I show up, the Mzungu. Because there's no place for me to hide. You know? What's going on there? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Why don't you come and see for yourself? Come and see. That's good evangelism, I think, right? You're going to hell. No, come and see. Come and see. You don't have to have that future. All right, wrapping it up. Through special connections, one final word, our church elder Greg, because of all his connections with OCC and churches all over the valley. He was able to set up more church performances in the valley this year. And here's the selfish part of me, I'll just admit it. with more locations in Montana, it's a greater likelihood that they'll return regularly. Hopefully even every year, right? So we're spreading the wealth. These kids, what they're doing, what you give, these children are going to school. School fees cost a bit in Africa and the parents don't have the money. Many of you support children to go to school. Deb and I do. We get little notes from Sarkhan and all kinds of stuff. It's fun, right? Wow, we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Okay, I could go on, and I'm a preacher, but I won't. As we begin our 9th year of life and ministry here at Mosaic Church, we are committed more now than ever before to our core values, being radically loving, radically giving, and radically forgiving in all we say and do. And if we stop doing that, we're shutting down the doors. We're done. Amen? Right. This is who we are in Jesus Christ. Right? How about you? I don't know how many times I said that this year. It's like, how about let's do it God's way? You know, because when we do it our way, it usually messes up. Have you noticed this? I don't know how many people have been in my counseling office crying. I'm like, how about let's do it God's way? Yeah, let's do it God's way. Yes, let's do it God's way. Because that's the only way, right? Once again, if the Christian life is boring, you're doing it wrong. What passes for the abundant Christian life among some Christians? I wouldn't buy that. No thank you, right? Or as our birthday boy Wayne, our deacon, has powerfully reminded me several times over the past year, and I close with this, the Christian life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body. There's a lot of pretty people dying all the time. I've done those funerals. But here's what the Christian life is. To skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, shouting, wow, what a ride. Amen? Amen. That's the church we want to be a part of and continue for another 9+ years. Amen? Amen? All right, I'm done. Let's pray, but as we begin, we also get to commune with one another and God. And I love this part. And We commune in our spirits, and we also are going to have a great potluck today too. So let me pray. And for those of you who are new to Mosaic, we partake of communion by the ancient intinction method. You ever notice a lot of evangelical churches, they have those little tiny crackers thingies? I don't know what they are exactly. I've even seen some where you get the juice covered and the cracker covered and you pull it off and whatever. I'm like, that sucks. That's not communion. But we have a cup and a bread, and you rip it off. And it's pretty sanitary that way. We also have a gluten-free option because we have at least 6 or 8 people who have gluten intolerances, and we wouldn't want them to get sick on communion, right? Yeah. Like, what is this? You do it. We're loving people. How about that? Anyway, so let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this 9th anniversary. We're excited to celebrate your great deeds and recount them. And Lord, as we come to this communion time, we just pray that you would bring us joy and that we would give you our thanks and gratitude for all you've done in our lives and all you're going to do in our lives and everything you're going to do in this church and use it for your glory. And so, Lord, as we come to this time, we just give you thanks and praise. We thank you for this food that we're going to enjoy, the potluck. We pray your blessing upon it, as well as the hands that have prepared it. We pray all this in Jesus' name, saying, amen.